This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio. Our number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
Yes, indeed. And we are here, by the way, live every single night this week. Obviously, some shows are going to take time off for Thanksgiving. We do not. We don't take time off for any holidays. We're here every single day, 365 days a year. We are live, and the phones are open. So you can join us. You can talk about anything you want. Coming up tonight, people have been upset, I guess, Conan, that we've teased the Mandela effect. Because you like to bring in one of these every week.
There's so many of them, and a lot of them are real simple.
And we don't get to it some of the time.
Well, someone calls, right? Everyone wants to call at the last minute, and then we just can't get to it.
So we'll need to get to it sooner rather than later, because some have been demanding the Mandela effect of the week. So we're going to get to that. In fact, you said you're going to pick your favorite one.
I'm going to pick my favorite one. The all-time, the one that is meaningful to me.
To you, okay. Was this the one that made you say, like, oh, my God?
I actually stumbled across this after the fact.
Okay.
And I was, like, just dumbfounded. And a lot of these you can actually make sense of. You can debunk. And I'll tell you right now, I don't actually believe in most of these things. I would say 90% of them, nah. But there's a good 10% there. It's like they're head scratchers. It's like, wow, what was I thinking?
So that's coming up. Plus the latest on, or actually not the latest, but news about a woman who is possibly in trouble in Utah, looking at years in prison over a lewdness charge for being topless in her own home in front of her stepchildren. So we can discuss that. Also, Netflix is in the news. Saw this story last night. Gizmodo.com reporting that Netflix has purchased a movie theater.
I thought they were going to be purchasing multiple theaters across the country.
Well, I don't know if they have to, but they might. There's, you know, speculation that they might be buying one in Los Angeles, but the one they bought already is in New York City.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something because there's another big player on the street these days.
You mean the streaming streets?
Correct. And it was Amazon and Hulu.
Now Disney.
Disney Plus is buying everything. The new beast on the playing field. And,
you got to hand it to them.
Can Netflix survive?
You got to hand it to Disney, I mean, for being nimble enough, considering that old companies have a tough time changing, right? Like, this is sort of just the way things are. They've got their business. They're doing their business the way they've done their business, and they should always be able to do their business the way they've done it forever. And, of course, that's the attitude that gets them killed because they don't adapt to the new competition.
I don't know that Disney is actually doing anything different. They're actually stealing Netflix's and other streaming platforms' idea, and they're running with it.
Well,
they're just going to beat them all out because they're going to take all the licensings.
Well, I wasn't saying they were doing something different from Netflix. What I mean was they were willing to change their business. Mm-hmm. They were willing to try something that for them is new. Like, for the rest of us, streaming is old technology, but for them it's new. I heard that the initial reviews of the Disney Plus were that, you know, they did a good job of aping Netflix, was what I heard. I personally don't have either of those services. I'm still a dinosaur. I've still got the old DVD.
You still get DVDs from Netflix.
Blu-rays. I get Blu-rays most of the time when Blu-rays are available.
I have about 450 people on my route. And I think, like, three of them get Netflix discs.
Do they really? Yeah, I wonder what that would be.
And they're all boomers, too, bruh.
I bet.
So what generation do you stand with, man?
Technically, I'm probably Gen X, but also Xennial, so I'm kind of on the borderline. But you know what? I like my Blu-rays, and I don't watch enough television to really justify, you know, having a streaming package?
You know what? This last 2 years, I've really fallen off as far as what I watch. And, you know, I'm subscribed to Hulu and the Netflix.
Okay.
I actually give them money. And I just go through their options. And I spend more time looking through the options than, and I'll actually click on something. I'll watch 15 minutes and it's like, this is, I don't have time for this.
So you'll stop a movie 15 minutes in and call it quits?
I've done it before. It's more often it's a new series or something.
Okay.
And I just like, you
it's
know what?
Commitment.
I am not going to spend the next week and a half trying to watch all these.
Right.
I've got the idea. I've got the gist. I've seen it before. You know, maybe it's because I'm just getting older and I've seen it before.
Could be. Or you're just busy.
And these are just old ideas that have been rehashed. They're remaking everything.
That's true.
Because no one is either they are unwilling to bring on the guys with new ideas, or they just don't want to risk it. I think that's more what it is. They don't want to risk money on something that might flop. So what do? They rehash the winners. So they remake everything.
And what did I see being remade? There was something else that I just saw.
And of course now they're doing all the remakes, but they're putting a feminine flavor to it. They're all women cast, or
right
now they're gay or something. It's they're really
just a lame spin on.
It's just come up with new ideas. You don't have to remake these superheroes as a female. Just come up with a brand new character. But like I said, it's a risk.
Well, Netflix has a new idea. They have saved a well-known movie theater in New York City from imminent closure. And is ostensibly a good thing, but something they say here at Gizmodo, much more devastating, lies beneath. The company that made streaming mainstream says it'll rescue New York City's Paris Theater. This comes on the heels of an announcement from the Department of Justice that the DOJ will be rescinding the so-called Paramount Consent Decree, and it filed the official motion to kill that last Friday. Now, what is the Paramount Consent Decree? It forbids companies that are making films from owning the same theaters that screen them. In other words, Netflix is doing the very thing that eventually made early Hollywood a scourge for moviegoers and spurred government intervention. The Paris Theater was the last single-screen theater in New York City when it closed earlier this year. The theater's located in Manhattan, just shy of Fifth Avenue on West 58th Street, and square in the middle of Midtown. It opened in 1948 with Marlene Dietrich cutting the ribbon, and over the decades became known for art house and foreign language films screened in their original languages. As streaming became more popular and art and foreign films became more accessible via digital streaming services like Netflix, the Paris Theater's popularity waned. Because it used to be the only place you could go to see weird stuff, mm-hmm. right? It was notable for more for its longevity in later years in its pricey location than the films that it had acquired to screen. Netflix could be one reason why the Paris Theater died, and movie theaters are struggling to find new ways to appeal.
Isn't that ironic?
Mm-hmm.
They killed Blockbuster. They're killing theaters, and now here they are buying their own. And by the way, I have heard that this is all about Oscar recommendations. They are coming up with some, well, I haven't seen, I think they did The Irishman, but I think that's a prime example of a movie that will now receive Oscar recommendations, but only because it was aired in the theaters beforehand. If it goes straight to DVD or straight to streaming, it doesn't qualify. And I think this is what this is all about.
That's got to be part of it. Gizmodo also has some speculation here as to what they think it's about. The company's bargain price for nearly unlimited movies and TV shows streamed directly into the home has helped make theater going a more burdensome way to watch movies. I mean, you know, it's a kind of a pain to go to the movie theater.
It sucks. I don't do it.
I do on occasion.
Well, I mean, and the only reason I do is because I play a lot of online, or not online, but radio trivia. So mm-hmm. I'm always winning tickets to the theater.
Oh, so you get free tickets.
I get tickets. I'm like, all right, I've got to drive up, you know, halfway across the state to go see to a particular theater, like in Vermont.
Oh, you don't go to the, because they don't give away tickets to the one in Keene.
No, that's Brattleboro. Right. So I got to drive 16 minutes to get to the nearest theater, or the Colonial here, which is more of an art house type theater.
I've never been.
That's all they play are art house films, and some of them are just not appealing to me.
So if you want to comment here on how things are changing, and boy, they are changing, and that's kind of what this article really points out. We'll get it deeper into the potential reasons why Netflix is buying a single-screen theater in New York City. Has bought, I should say.
And how are they getting around the Paramount decree?
The Paramount decree is done.
It's over?
Yeah, that's what the news is here, is that this Paramount decree, which forbids companies to make the movies from owning theaters, it's gone.
Interesting.
And it's gone as of last Friday. So we'll get into what this all means coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us on Free Talk Live. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
855, you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up what you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Conan.
Coming up, more on Netflix buying their first movie theater. Will they be buying more? Or is this enough? We'll talk about why it is that they're making this move here in a little bit. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. 855-450-FREE. If we get a chance, we'll talk about a Utah case involving a woman who was topless in front of her stepchildren. She's now facing prison over that. Plus, the Mandela effect, the Conan's favorite Mandela effect. That's coming up here in a little bit. But are you sick and tired of Washington politicians making decisions about you and your family's health care? Obamacare, which was supposed to be affordable health care with a choice, has turned into high-priced insurance with little choice. Surprise! The team at BetterPlans.net believed there was a better way to do health insurance, and they figured it out. You can call them at 800-714-1802 and get a fast and free quote. The truth is, you can get affordable health care plans that cost hundreds of dollars less per month. However, the first step is to become aware of how the wool is being pulled over your eyes. You can download their free ebook, Dirty Little Secrets, at betterplans.net. You can see their sample pricing for plans, which are every bit as good as the major providers' plans for as little as $145 per month for a single, and even greater savings for families and businesses. Gain access to educational videos and a free quote, plus your free ebook, Dirty Little Secrets, at betterplans.net. Obamacare enrollment deadline, by the way, is December 15th, so don't delay on this one. Visit betterplans.net or call 800-714-1802. So, Netflix has bought the Paris Theater in downtown New York City in Manhattan, and Gizmodo has some suggestions as to what they've got in mind here. Exactly what's the move? Because it just so happens that last Friday, the Department of Justice rescinded the Paramount Consent Decree, which, when it was in existence, had forbid movie companies from owning the theaters that screen them. So in the radio business, they're called owned and operated stations, meaning that there are syndicated radio shows, right, like Rush Limbaugh or Glenn Beck or something like that, that the syndicate owner, so what the company used to be known as Clear Channels, now known as iHeartMedia, or Cumulus, which is also known as Westwood One. So these mega broadcaster groups also own their own syndication houses. And so what they do is they got their own stations. They just put their own content on their own stations. And that's something that's been allowed in the radio business for, I don't know, a long time. I don't think it's ever been prohibited. But and so it's pretty common in this business. But in the movie business, it wasn't allowed. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that here. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, is our number if you want to join us. So according to the story at Gizmodo, the company's bargain price, this is again talking about Netflix, for nearly unlimited TV shows and movies streamed into your home has made theater going a more burdensome way to watch movies. Theaters earned just over $12 billion in 2018 in the United States in tickets, according to Reuters, which is a minor rebound after 2017 saw the worst ticket sales in 25 years. Theaters are struggling, even if they're reluctant to admit it out loud, and the ease of streaming is at least one contributing factor. I mean, think about it. Do you, not necessarily you, Conan, but you, the listener, do you go to more or fewer movies these days than you used to? And if so, was it a conscious choice, or was it because, you know, the movies aren't that great? Or was it a choice of like, you know, I like going to see a movie in the big screen, but I have surround sound at home. So
I have a bathroom.
Yeah,
I have a,
that's the thing.
I have a pause button.
You can pause it at home. I mean, I was just at the, I did go and watch the Mr. Rogers movie and in theaters just because it looked really good and I felt like it. But, you know, I had to go to the bathroom towards the last half of the movie. But if you've never seen the movie before, you don't want to get up and leave and miss a potentially, you know, it's hard to pick the part to get up and go and take a pee break
right
in a movie because you never know what's coming next, so you don't know what you're going to miss. Anyway, that's a frustrating thing for some people. And, of course, you know, going to the movies also means dealing with the people that are in that movie theater.
Let people on their phones.
With a crying baby.
Yep.
Or whatever.
Stinky people.
Just
sitting
yammering,
right next to you.
Yep. Yammering behind you, kicking the seats. So I don't blame people for, you know, just going ahead and getting a nice nice widescreen television, which are cheap as dirt these days compared to what they used to be. So I mean, if you want to have a decent little home theater, they're not that expensive anymore. It used to have to be something you had to plow thousands and thousands of dollars
in. And not to mention, half of these kids are watching everything on their phones anyways. They don't have a problem with... They don't need a widescreen television. I'm just going to watch it on my tablet.
I couldn't stand watching anything on a phone or a tablet. Seems like such a waste of time.
For me, doing anything.
Yeah.
Typing up an email on my stupid phone is like, come on, man. Yeah. Someone wanted me to link them a recipe this evening, the recipe mm-hmm. I was talking about just a little while ago.
Right.
And I, via text, I'm like, oh, crap, how do you do this? How do you, because I couldn't figure it out on Chrome. I've done it before.
Copy and paste.
There should be a button right on the URL where you just go, and you can share it with any of your social media apps. And I just couldn't do it, and maybe it's just because I was being an impatient. That was probably it.
Probably it. It's a factor that will only continue to be exacerbated as Disney, Warner, and even Apple saturate the market with new original direct-to-streaming content. Already, there's a very public tiff between Netflix and theaters, with other streamers like Disney and Warner watching keenly. At the heart of the issue is the length of the window films screen in theaters before moving to streaming services. Netflix wanted the window to be minuscule, only a few weeks. Theater owners apparently balked at anything less than 90 days. For the theater owners, they need their films to stay in theaters longer so people will be more likely to see them there instead of just waiting for Netflix. Netflix, meanwhile, needs to screen them long enough to satisfy contracts and the requirements set out by awards programs.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have less to worry about. With the Paris Theater leased out and rumors of its attempt to purchase the storied Egyptian Theater in L.A., Netflix can screen however long it likes while thumbing its nose at the theater chains that it's very possibly been choking to death over the last decade. This would have raised eyebrows a few weeks ago, but it's particularly glaring in the light of the Department of Justice killing the Paramount consent decree, which was initially created to keep studios from owning the entire film production line from inception to release. With, quote, new streaming business and new business models, it's our hope that the termination of the Paramount decree clears the way for consumer-friendly innovation, unquote. This according to the antitrust division chief telling that to the American Bar Association this week. So what it sounds like is that... if Netflix, now they don't specify this here, but if Netflix wants to allow its viewers to see a new release film immediately,
they could air it in the theaters on Friday.
If they put it in their theater,
and then 24 hours later, they can have it streaming to the whole world.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. So if you want to join the conversation here, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And I don't know if you've noticed, but the wait time between movies and DVDs has lessened over the years.
I haven't noticed.
Since streaming happened. It used to be like 6 months.
Really?
And now it seems like 6 weeks. It's. I think it's gotten shorter. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady Melania Trump are participating in a turkey pardoning ceremony at the White House.
The First Lady and I are delighted to welcome you all to the White House on this magnificent autumn day. On behalf of the entire Trump family, I wish each and every one of you a very happy Thanksgiving. It's going to be a great Thanksgiving.
The White House tradition of pardoning turkeys dates back to Abraham Lincoln's administration. This is USA Radio News. Democrats in the House, who seem headed towards a vote of impeachment against President Trump, say the inquiry uncovered substantial evidence against the president. However, Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott tells Fox News he doesn't think there's anything incriminating.
First, the message was, listen to the phone call, it's really bad. Trump put that out. He's the only person that's been transparent. So I think they haven't proved their case.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE as Netflix enters into the movie theater business with its purchase of a small one-screen cinema in Manhattan. We'll continue with that discussion, what exactly it means. With you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
Also, I want to invite you to LibertyCon. It's coming up April 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. It's for people who care about freedom and want to network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations, perhaps for career advancement purposes or business and internship opportunities. You can hear from a list of great speakers like John Mackey from Whole Foods. He'll be speaking on conscious capitalism. Vernon Smith, he's a winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics, be speaking on alternative markets. Miriam Issa, pop culture expert and political commentator with over 300 million YouTube views. And Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who spent 21 years as a risk taker before becoming a researcher in philosophical, mathematical, and practical problems with probability. And there's more to learn. Go to LibertyCon.com for more information on other speakers and the things that are happening at the event. You can also use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration, which is actually a significant portion of it because it's not an expensive convention. It's surprisingly affordable, under $80 for your ticket, which is amazing. Student travel scholarships are available and discounted rooms also available for everybody staying at the Marriott Marquis. Go to LibertyCon.com, mark your calendar April 3rd through the 5th, and we'll look forward to seeing you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. It's LibertyCon.com, code FTL, saves you 10 bucks on your tickets. Let's go to John. He's in Indiana. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Conan.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Merv. How are you guys doing today?
Merv?
Not Merv this evening. It's Conan.
I don't even know who Merv
sorry.
Is. Go ahead, John. You're on the air.
No, that's my fault. Yeah, my name is John. I'm John Jr. My pops is John Sr. We're big fans of the show, the stream. And curious about we're a big pizza family, and I'm curious about as far as the best pizza we're going to be coming into town, where's the best? My dad's in fact, I'll be honest, Ian, he's eating a bit too much pizza these days. You know, is there too much pizza, though? That's the question. What do you guys think? Are you guys pizza fans?
Well, I mean, who doesn't like pizza? I imagine it's pretty hard to find somebody who would say that they dislike pizza. They must be out there, but I don't think
I think it's been rated the number one best favorite food among
is
Americans.
That's what my dad always says. But I'll be honest with you, though. It's like it gets to a point where it's like, I mean, he's eating way too much for a normal, because it's not healthy to eat a lot of pizza. And he looks up to you guys. He likes you guys. He likes the program. I was thinking potentially, if you guys could just maybe say to him, he's not senile or anything either, but if you could just say, hey, talk to him about how much pizza he's eating.
Well, I mean, it's his life, man. He can eat whatever foods he wants to, but yeah.
I'm
going to
put him on the phone. I'm going to put him on.
Okay. Well, generally, you know, all things in moderation is typical, you know, good way to go about approaching.
If you're not making yourself sick or obese or, you know, and you're not hurting anyone around you, I can't say no. Eat pizza if that's all you want. Eat Twinkies if that's all you want. Why do you like pizza so much, man?
Hello?
I think he's trying to put the dad on the air. Senior.
There was just a headline recently about the old founder of Papa John's, who, I don't know if you saw this, but he's been eating like a bunch of Papa John's pizza, and he thinks they've changed the formula since he left the company.
And he's upset with the fact?
Yeah, he's not happy about it.
Well, that has the tendency to happen whenever the ownership changes hands. They try to save
Why'd
money.
Why'd you talk over my dad, Merv?
Your dad didn't get on the phone with us, dude. Pretty lame call. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Papa John's founder, John Schnattner. I thought that's what he might have been riffing on, the caller.
Uh-huh.
This news, this is from today. Headline from CNN Business, ate 40 pizzas in 30 days and says it's gotten worse. He gave his first major interview since being ousted from his company, and it's safe to say he's not happy with the way things went down. He says, quote, I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days, and it's not the same pizza. It's not the same product. It doesn't taste as good. The way they're making the pizza is just not fundamental to what makes a Papa John's pizza.
I don't even remember the last time I ate Papa John's. Is there even one around this area?
Not here. And they might be in Massachusetts or elsewhere in New Hampshire, like in the cities. I think they have some in, like, Nashua or Manchester. Anyway, let's get back into movies, because... Well, a lot of people are interested in watching movies, but not so much in theaters as much anymore. Netflix just purchased the theater single-screen theater, the only one actually remaining in New York City. They closed earlier this year. Netflix snatched it up. And so is that going to be enough for Netflix to be able to get around the rules that are in place about when you can play a movie in a theater versus when you can play it on a streaming service? And who exactly sets these rules? Is it the Motion Picture Association of America? I suspect it is.
Or Congress?
I can't imagine that it's a congressional
thing. Well, initially the law was enacted to break up monopoly. Now, the Sherman Act.
You're talking about the one that just expired?
Correct.
The consent decree, the Paramount consent decree? That
correct. Detailing what the company could do with their movies, whether they could, you know, air them in their own buildings, how many and how long they'd have to air before they could be released to the public. I'm trying to make heads or tails of it. It seems like a pretty extensive breakup. Back 80 years ago.
Yeah, and now they've undone it.
Well,
now movie theaters can be owned by the movie production companies. Not that you're going to see a big rush to buy movie theaters. I don't think Paramount or what if some of the other theater, or not theater chains, but movie makers, Disney, I don't think that you're going to see them going out to snatch up AMC or Regal Cinemas or any of these other groups. Those are established businesses, and why would anyone want to go and buy out a movie chain? I mean, at this point, that's like buying a newspaper. Nobody with any kind of financial sense would want to go and purchase a newspaper today.
Or a train.
Well, I mean, trains are pretty government subsidized as is, so yeah, you're probably right about that. I mean, are there any other passenger rail services besides Amtrak? I don't think there are. If they are, they're very, very short distance, you know, like some kind of a train that goes through Busch Gardens or whatever. Story here from The Atlantic. This is a related piece. When Netflix announced in 2018 that its award season films, including Roma, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, and Bird Box, would play in theaters before debuting online, it was an unusual concession for the company, an acknowledgement that it couldn't sidestep the theater business forever. Roma played in select cinemas for 3 weeks, while Scruggs and Bird Box did a limited one-week run. Then in 2019, Netflix movies have opened online as they did before, but now that this year's Oscar season is upon us, and this was written at the end of August, the company is making a more concerted effort to satisfy its top directors and to give their movies a chance to thrive on the big screen. The problem is that when major theater chains have been skeptical about partnering with Netflix. So while Martin Scorsese's crime opus, The Irishman, starring De Niro and Pacino and Joe Pesci, will get a theatrical run starting November 1st before hitting Netflix on November 27th, it will not play in national cineplexes run by AMC, Regal, or Cinemark, despite reported efforts to negotiate with them. Those companies insist on a 3-month window of exclusivity for any movies they show out of a concern that audiences won't buy tickets to a film that they know will be available online in just a few weeks.
Interesting. Well, they're going to lose out. They're going to lose a whole month. They're not getting anything now.
Netflix executives might have hoped the star power of a big-budget Scorsese gangster epic would be enough to get large chains to change their mind, but it wasn't. A decision that may be to the company's detriment, meaning the other companies, AMC, Regal, and Cinemark. Starting with Roma, Netflix has shown a willingness to budge on their initial insistence that all of its original movies be available to subscribers as quickly as possible, along with The Irishman's 27-day cinema run, which will happen in independent and art house theaters around the country. Offline releases will happen for other films, and we can tell you more about that. So it's almost like Netflix is, to some extent, admitting that there's still money in theatrical presentation, because if not, why would they bother?
Those tickets sure are expensive. They would all be out of business if they weren't making money.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com, or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. 855-450-FREE. We are watching the interesting changes that the movie business is going through. Of course, all kinds of media entertainment businesses have changed in the last couple of decades with the advent of the internet and the dramatically lowered cost of streaming video. I mean, I can remember streaming video back when it was like the tiniest little square on your screen. Remember Real Video, Conan, back in the day? That brand?
I don't know what I remember. It was a long time ago, back in caveman days. But, yeah. You know, but it was television, mm-hmm. rabbit ears.
Sure.
And then it moved to cable.
That's right, in the early 80s.
And then you had to buy everything
to
watch your one HBO show that you wanted to watch.
Yep.
And then it went to pirating. And then streaming came about. And now you have...
Yeah, you could pirate cable back in the day if you had the right equipment.
Yes, it was a black box.
Yep.
And you got to know
the right people.
Well, when I meant pirating, I meant internet pirating. So actually, there was physical pirating, and then it went to software pirating.
Right.
And then now you have all these, and of course streaming. Now you have all this competition. So now when you want to watch
the DVD shipping too,
when you want to watch your favorite show, you have to buy all of these streaming services. So guess what's going to happen again? And I think that it already is. People are going back to pirating.
Well, no, people never went to pirating, Conan. It was only the people who were in the know, the more technically adept users who could pirate things. I mean, the average user doesn't understand what a torrent is, where to find them.
I'm not sure about that. And then what's this Amazon? What's this Firefly thing or something?
I was just on the phone today with a person locally because I'm doing a giveaway of some cryptocurrency in the area. So I'm helping people go through the basic steps of installing a cryptocurrency wallet, which is as simple as installing an app. You know, it's not a big deal. But this person had never copied and pasted something on their phone before. I think
these types of inconveniences that we're experiencing now with streaming services lead people to investigate and
to learn,
to figure out how to be criminal.
Could be.
I think that's where it's going.
Well, I guess
unless Disney buys everything and then it's back to one provider.
Well, they can't buy everything.
They're trying.
The price will go up of the other things.
Well, that's the as soon as all the other streaming companies go out of business, then Disney's price will go up because there will be no more competition.
Well, yeah, they did undercut Netflix's price from what I heard.
Yeah.
With their system. So if you want to comment, you can, about the changing face of media delivery in the United States and around the world. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up what you want. We got Noah listening in Arkansas to KFPW in Fort Smith. Hello, Noah.
Hi, sir. Thank you all for what you do. It's pretty cool.
Thank you. Appreciate you being there.
My topic is lawsuits and kind of holding your city or county or state government holding them accountable. A lot of folks I've run into in my recent ordeal is just a basic lack of knowledge of how to go about seeking to redress grievances. You get victimized by a state or city government agency, and you'd be like, what do I do? Well, there's a federal court system, and you can call your court, federal court clerk, wherever you are, and ask for a pro se. It's P-R-O. S-E is Latin for of yourself. It's the pro se packet with, and this is very important, with a form that's called in forma pauperis, Latin for in the form of a pauper.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pay the exorbitant filing fees, so they ask you just a couple of really easy questions about your ability to pay the $500-$600 filing fee or not. And the judge decides whether or not to let you proceed.
So do they not want, just before we go on here, with the filing as a pauper, do they not want to see your bank records or any kind of details about everything that you own? Because that's how invasive the state courts get.
Yeah, the states, but actually they've streamlined that somewhat. No, they do not, to answer your question. They did not with me. It's a basic couple of questions. If you're swearing to take surgery, I don't have the money to pay this. And they don't do an investigation that I know of.
They
it's
could,
just
though.
Basically a trust. It's just you're going on your word, which is a good thing.
Gotcha.
And so.
So you've done this before, it sounds like.
Yes, I just went through it in federal court here, city government. There's an ordinance they have. It's the grass police. You know how the busybodies are enabled, and they basically allow the city government employee to be a criminal while investigating your yard. Many lawsuits around the country have been successful in pushing back at this new form of revenue generation. And I really think it's important that people reach out to other groups like Institute for Justice and other people that are fighting these.
Well, yeah, most people, if they want to fight the city, you know, if they want to fight City Hall, are going to go through an attorney. And, of course, it can be hard to find attorneys who are willing to fight City Hall.
Able to afford it.
That's true, but you don't be the bearer of partial news there. I want to encourage those people that want to fight City Hall. Cornell University, Harvard Law, there are several databases that you can research topics of law from your phone that are it's so cut and dried. Don't allow the issue to be confused. You have rights, and just reach out to other people that are in the community being victimized. And
tell me more about the grass police there in Arkansas. What have you been dealing with? What exactly happened?
Oh, goodness. It's similar to the suburban Atlanta and suburban St. Louis ordinance it's so-called nuisance ordinance. And basically, it's a city ordinance that bypasses the constitutional rights of the people. And I don't mean to sound like a cliche. It really does bypass the constitutional protections and privacy rights of the people that they are targeting in a criminal investigation. So basically, they come around your privacy fence, and your grass looks to be above a certain height, they'll write you an ordinance violation. And they have direct citation authority now, a criminal citation, a misdemeanor. You can lose your home if your yard isn't in compliance, if your property is not in compliance, if your fence is the quote-unquote wrong material, if your driveway is the wrong material.
Outrageous.
And they spent several multiple thousands of taxpayer dollars on a campaign that says, and this is their byline,
9 to 5 as though yesterday, and they provided an easy way for your neighbors to snitch on you. They will show up at your neighbors with a paper that they make in their office out of whole cloth, demanding access to your neighbor's property so they can view your property.
Oh, wow.
And Pagetown, Missouri, which has had this ordinance in effect for a little while longer, but it was recently shot down by the federal court. They were writing people up for uneven blinds and cracked, little cracks in their driveway. Literally, criminal citations. People were at risk of losing their homes. And this is what's happening here in Arkansas in Fort Smith. And I just want to really, really, for listening, please, you are not alone in this fight. Do not. My wife's aunt passed away last year. She died. She was 17 years at the county assessor's office. And she died living in fear of losing her home because of these yard Nazis. And I really, really, that really struck me in my heart. That
so they target
people.
You? Did they target your yard? Is that what got you?
Oh, they did. Oh, goodness gracious, sir. We were originally started back in 2015. We were part of a group that sought to change our form of city government to a more transparent, a mayoral form.
Mm-hmm.
They came at us hard. I circulated a petition to do away with the department. That next morning, after I presented it to the board of directors, they were at my yard, two truckfuls.
So total coincidence.
Expect a little pushback, but that's, you know, that's why you have your friends. It's why you have other people. That's why you have national groups that are just available.
So they came. They came after you and everybody else involved in this petition. That's what happened.
100%.
Wow.
But they. Don't. That wasn't the end of the story, though.
No, I'm sure.
We pushed back. One guy was demoted. One guy was transferred to the sewer department. The other guy that was coming after us lost his supervisor position. So don't think that just because they come at you that they can get away with it. But you have to, as a victim, you have to engage what's available to you to hold them accountable. Or they will get away with it.
And under what federal code or whatever did you file the suit?
It was 42 U.S.C., United States Code, Section 1983, the Civil Rights, Fourth Amendment. They will use anything that you say when they're coming at you for yard, whatever violations that they're supposedly investigating. And everything that you say is used against you. You're not
warned. And is the case still in play? Did you just file it? How long ago was this?
Here's the deal. I was diagnosed with cancer, had my toe amputated. Stuff's gotten kind of crazy. I'm not a rich man.
Hold that thought. If you can hang on, Noah, we're going to bring you back. I do want to hear more about this. I love hearing about people who are willing to stand up for their freedoms. More coming up.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.